This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day yesterday. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned as mark of respect after paying tributes to senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and sitting MP Shibu Soren, who passed away in New Delhi yesterday. While the proceedings of the Lok Sabha was marred following opposition's protest over special intensive revision exercise of Bihar's electoral rolls. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the protest of opposition MPs, saying that it was decided in the Business Advisory Committee meeting to have a discussion on the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025. As the ruckus continued, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Shibu Soren was a senior and distinguished tribal leader who played a prominent role in the movement for the rights and upliftment of tribal communities.
मुझे गहरे दुख के साथ यह सूचित करना है कि आज 4 अगस्त 2025 को इस सदन के मौजूदा सदस्य श्री शिबू सोरेन जी का निधन हो गया। झारखंड राज्य की स्थापना के आंदोलन में उनकी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका रही। वे इस नवगठित राज्य के सबसे सम्मानित नेताओं में से एक बने। उन्होंने आजीवन वंचितों के अधिकारों और कल्याण के लिए समर्पित भाव से काम किया। उनके निधन से देश ने एक अनुभवी सांसद, आदिवासी अधिकारों के प्रबल पैरोकार और एक अत्यंत सम्मानित जनप्रतिनिधि को खो दिया है।
Later, the House observed silence for a while as a mark of respect to the departed leader before being adjourned for the day. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries have expressed grief over the demise of the veteran leader. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's flagship initiative, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has been conferred with the Guinness World Record for the most people registered on a citizen engagement platform in 1 month. This recognition is a testament of achievement made with 3 crore 53 lakh registrations during the 8th edition of the program hosted on the MyGov platform. The official Guinness World Record certificate was formally presented at a ceremony held in New Delhi yesterday. President of the Philippines, Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 5-day state visit to India. Upon arrival, Mr. Marcos was accorded a warm welcome and External Affairs Minister Dr. A. Jaishankar called on the President of the Philippines. He expressed confidence that Mr. Marcos' scheduled talks with Prime Minister Modi will significantly deepen bilateral partnership between the two sides. The Ministry of External Affairs has stated that it is injustice and irresponsible and unreasonable for India to be targeted by the United States and the European Union for importing oil from Russia after the Ukraine conflict. In a statement, the ministry asserted that, like any major economy, India will take all necessary measures to safeguard its national interest and economic security. The ministry added that India began importing from Russia because traditional supplies were diverted to Europe after the conflict began. It said that the U.S. had actively encouraged such imports by India at that time to strengthen global energy market stability. The ministry emphasized that India's imports are intended to ensure predictable and affordable energy cost for Indian consumers and are a necessity compelled by the global market situation. However, it is revealing that the very nations criticizing India are themselves engaged in trade with Russia, and unlike India's case, such trade is not even a vital national compulsion. The ministry noted that the United States continues to import uranium hexafluoride for its nuclear industry, palladium for its electric vehicle, and fertilizers and chemicals from Russia. The Special Central Bureau of Investigation Court in Mohali sentenced 5 former Punjab police officials to rigorous life imprisonment in over 3-decades-old case of fake encounter of 7 persons of Tarantaran district in 1990.